Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Dr. Marilyn Singleton. Dr. Marilyn, I need your website, please.
Marilyn Singleton, MDJD.com.
All right, Marilyn Singleton, MDJD.com. Check it out, folks, and you'll be smarter when you do. Her writing is awesome. It's plain English. Even I can understand it, but it's really brilliant. I encourage you to check that out. We're celebrating Black History Month here, Marilyn. You're helping us with that. You were about to tell us a story. I want to let you finish that quick story because we were talking about. Mike made the point that even white people who never had a racial thought are now being made to have racial thoughts because of this Black Lives Matter stuff that's being thrust upon us. Go ahead.
And in that vein, someone asked me for a recommendation for a doctor, and the fellow happened to be Black, and he was very good. For the first time in years, saying the guy's name, I thought, oh, will she think that I'm just recommending him because he's Black? I mean, what a terrible way to have
That's
to
awful.
Think.
That's
the
awful.
Guy's a great doctor. And, you know, period.
Yeah.
And that
we,
they're making
After all these years, we've moved beyond that. It really upsets me, Marilyn, that we can't be honest about the progress that's been made. See, this is another thing. So many of these things that are going on right now are based on lies. America's contribution to climate change is a model for the world, how we've decarboned and yet grown our economy. It's a model for every country on the planet, and yet they're promoting the lie that we're not doing enough and not recognizing anything that's happened. What you just said about the progress we've made in every area, denying that is a lie. Defunding the police is a good idea. That's a lie. Black Lives Matter was founded on a lie. What do you think?
Oh, you're so right. When it comes to defunding the police, I just cringe. I grew up in a terrible neighborhood, and one of the things... And this has happened for years that Black people complained about was there weren't enough police in the neighborhood, that there was crime, and when people called, the police took longer to get there, et cetera. So suddenly they're saying defund the police. Why? It seems so stupid. Keep the same amount of money, but perhaps use the money to improve police relations. Use the money to better vet policemen, and when you have these community panels, have more psychologists on there so they can really pay attention to see if you are accepting somebody who's kind of sociopathic.
Well, look at your...
There's sociopaths in every profession.
Is there any reason why a young Black person, 17, 18 years old right now, can't accomplish whatever they want to accomplish in America? Didn't Barack Obama prove that? Didn't you prove that, Marilyn?
Is kind of a bad example.
But I mean, irrespective of politics, he became president, though.
Well, that's true. I look at somebody like Ben Carson.
Yes, who or Marilyn Singleton.
Is quite a good role model where... He did not have professionals in his family. He truly grew up poor, and he had a mother who cared, who made he and his brother read, etc.
Yeah.
And look what he became.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disgusting to completely throw this idea at these young kids that they can't succeed, and it's wrong, and talk about disempowering. I urge everybody, and especially because as a business show, to read the book, Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun? And that was written by Reginald Lewis,
yeah,
who did the big Beatrice International leverage buyout years ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
that's
he,
a good book. Yeah.
He just he worked as a waiter, and he saw all these rich white guys, and he said, "I should be doing that."
Exactly, and he did it. And because he decided,
and he did,
and he did it. And that's the story of America, not Black Lives Matter, not defunding the police, not reparations. Hey, Marilyn, good job today. Will you come back soon? Thank you for your leadership.
Oh, thank you so much.
Marilyn Singleton, MDLD.com. That's her website. We'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.